of young people with learning disabilities are having a jamming session, playing instruments they've made themselves. It's day three of an experimental music workshop here in Mantes-la-Jolie Conservatoire, west of Paris. Michel Le Capitaine is from the Blues sur Seine festival, which put on the workshop.
The aim is to give them a sense of satisfaction and to develop their manual agility because they've made these instruments themselves. And for the ones who are autistic, the idea is to help them communicate with the others in the group and with us, who are not disabled.
La musique. 18-year-old Jordan is autistic. He won't let go of his simple but electrified wooden guitar. Special needs educator Alexandrine Antoniolis says she's already seen a difference in Jordan since the workshop began.
He was quite withdrawn the first 2 days. This morning he didn't want to strike the chords, but then all of a sudden he started. And now we can't stop him. It's been difficult getting him to change instruments, though. He got upset. Now he's calmed down, and he's enjoying it. I can see the benefits of this. They tend to be in their own world, and it's easier for them to express themselves through music rather than words. I mean, we can all have fun with music, right? It makes us laugh, dance, cry. It plays on your emotions.
Philippe Popy, one of the special needs instructors, is showing Serge how to use the slide on the slide base.
I
can't operate the wooden bar, says Serge, frustrated. I managed with the other guitars this morning.
Just like a bass.
Yeah, just like a bass.
Yes,
it's a bass.
Okay.
Poppy then shows me one of the simple wooden instruments, a block of wood about a metre long with marks along it, just one string and a pickup that was made on a 3D printer.
On peut à la fois jouer avec les doigts, yeah. ou taper sur l'instrument avec un bâton.
Okay.
Pour ceux qui ont des difficultés avec les doigts, on peut taper avec un bâton.
So you can either pluck the string, or for those people who have slight problems in doing that, they can use a stick, just tap on the wood.
Whether you're a musician or not, it's nice to sing your own song rather than playing, as they say, someone else's tune. Philippe Poppy says people with autism and other learning disabilities particularly need that freedom.
C'est leur instrument. C'est pas un instrument qu'on achète dans un magasin puisqu'il
It's important that it's their instrument, not one bought in a shop. It's more or less unique. These instruments come as a kit. We assembled them, stuck the pieces of wood together, sanded them down, varnished them. Then we add microphones, all the electronics you need to be able to connect them to an amplifier. And with the special effect pedal we add on, it's quite easy to get this slightly spacey sound.
La personne, elle n'est pas musicienne, elle est là pour travailler autour du son.
They're not musicians, they're here to work on sound. So what's important is being able to express themselves through sounds that they've found for themselves. Even if it can be difficult for us to listen to, it's what they want to say. It's their form of expression.
Ce qu'ils ont envie de dire, et c'est l'expression, ça c'est l'expression.
This is yours? Did you make this?
That's Big Ron Hunter, a renowned bluesman from North Carolina. He's been invited to the workshop and takes a keen interest in what's going on. I made it. I sanded it down, stuck the pieces together, says Serge. Then I put in the pickup.
Pickup on it? Uh-huh. Yeah, tune it up, yes.
Et après, il mit ça, tenir le fil.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Now, what we got over here? Did you make this too?
It's a slide bass.
Slide bass? Let's see.
Thank you.
just ask you a question?
Yes.
You seem very moved.
Yes, I am. Because I love music and I love people. And we all, music brings everybody together, no matter who they are, no matter what they look like. You know, God made us all. And this is what we're here to do. We're here to love each other and create. Be creative. And this is wonderful what they're doing. This is very special.
Have you ever seen these kind of instruments before?
I have never.
Never?
Never.
Have you ever played alongside mentally handicapped people?
I have. I have before. They're the most creative people on this earth. And you have to let them. You have to let them be creative.
Yeah.
You have to love them and let them be loved. And let them love you back.
Now, I know that one of the points about linking this kind of a workshop to blues sur scène is that the very origin of the blues, it was kind of simple, straightforward instruments, right? Do you make that link yourself between the...
Yes, I do. It's creative, being creative with what you got, and being yourself. And whatever comes out of you, use it. That's what it is with the blues.
The instruments were designed by an NGO called Brut Pop, using computer-controlled tools at a Fab Lab workshop in the centre of France. Brut Pop has been running experimental electronic workshops for people with learning disabilities, in day centres, even in psychiatric hospitals, for 6 years now. Co-founder Antoine Capet says it was important the instruments be not just easy to handle, but cheap, so as to encourage institutions to start using them.
The raw materials cost less than 30 euros. Then you have machine rental and labor costs, but basically anyone can go into a fab lab with 30 euros worth of material and make a guitar. That's the idea, to stop glorifying the 5,000 euro guitar. No frills, just enough chords to understand the principle. So there are no buttons, just one pickup. As institutions don't necessarily have the money to buy good equipment, we're working on making kits as cheap as possible.
Meanwhile, Big Ron Porter was having a whale of a time on the slide bass, accompanying Joseph as he soared on vocals.
Singing, you were like taking off with these people.
Yeah, it came from my spirit. It came from within me, something that you can't see with a natural eye.
When did you want to take part in something like this?
It's an honor for me. It's an honor for me.
It was good playing with the musicians, says Amandine, who has Down syndrome. I like singing all kinds of music, says Joseph. It's great. And making the instrument, playing the chords, making music, singing, dancing, having fun, it all did me good.
Voilà, ça m'a fait du bien.
Antoine Capet from Brut Pop.
We're not taking a therapeutic approach to music. We're actually convinced that these people have a real passion for music, and so we just want to make instruments that bring that out. It's the idea of universal access, that simple things are simple for everyone, disabled or not.
Brut Pop has prototyped about 10 guitars in a fab lab in France and is now encouraging other labs to design guitars too. The idea is to connect labs, cultural centres and centres for people with learning disabilities so that more music can be brought into France's institutions. There's evidence also that in some psychiatric hospitals where experimental music workshops are held, some patients are no longer needing to be restrained. For RFI in Paris, I'm Alison Hurd.